sitting around. Me and my man. I tell you that I don't need nobody. Always sitting right there looking at me and that man. Can you understand me, girls?
I was listening to this piece of music the other night and posted it on Sierra Madre Precious Metals. Things come to me. Over the years, you develop a certain group of listeners to your program. One of them is a doctor I become extremely close with, who we grew up in the same area back in Illinois. He's now practices in Indiana. And my intent was to dedicate something I never do, something that I wanted to dedicate this opening piece of music to Dr. Fred Mesia. And the more I listen to this song, I think it's his wife singing this song. It's not, but she's lucky. She's married to Dr. Feelgood. I say that because Dr. Fred has become an amazing counsel to me for a number of reasons. But I guess to some degree I provided counsel to him. Dr. Fred acquired Dr. Kelly's books some months ago and has devoured them. He's become literally an expert in Kelly's work. Specifically, he's concentrated mostly on the metabolic typing books, which he has now shared and acquired other copies for other doctors, other practitioners that he knows. And he's almost become a teacher in this thing. And so I felt, yeah, we open up this program tonight and dedicate this program and our opening music to Dr. Fred Mesia, his wife, his children, all of whom have listened to some of our programs here, my programs in specific. When they'd get together for dinners on Friday nights when I was doing the music programs. And the time will come, I'll be doing them again. But as you know, Maggie's filling in for me on Mondays and Fridays right now. We're working diligently on trying to acquire a spot for her to broadcast more days a week with her own program. And I hope that comes to pass in one form or another fairly soon. Good evening. Jeffrey Bennett here. To health with you on this Wednesday night, the 11th day of January, 2023. Our subject matter tonight is one I've not touched on. We've mentioned it upon occasion. Skin cancer. Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime? Each year, more than 5 million cases of non-melanoma skin cancer are treated, and there's more new cases of skin cancer than cancers of the breast, the prostate, the lung, the colon combined. In fact, over the course of the past 3 decades, more people have had skin cancer than all other cancers combined. But you know, the average person who may hear about these statistics or read them, well, frankly, it may scare you or surprise you. But the good news is that skin cancer can be identified early if you know the cancer symptoms to look for. And that's what we're going to share with you tonight. What to do about it if you find any suspicious growths. We're going to share with you some dietary, some lifestyle changes that you can make to improve your health and boost your odds of both preventing and beating skin cancer. So first and foremost, what is it? What is skin cancer? It's the abnormal and rapid growth of skin cells. And skin cancer can be categorized into 3 main types: basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma. So let's talk about the 3. Basal cell carcinoma, or BCC, is the most common form of skin cancer. It occurs in the outermost layer of your skin, will often cause skin cancer symptoms like open sores or red patches, shiny bumps or scars. And yet it rarely metastasizes or spreads past the original tumor site. However, it's still malignant. And if you suspect that you may have BCC, you should still see your health care provider. Sources report that up to, as we mentioned, 3 million cases are diagnosed each year. What about those who don't go to the doctor? That don't get diagnosed? Time goes on, they just up and kick the bucket? Now, squamous cell carcinoma, or SCC, occurs when abnormal cells begin to grow uncontrollably in the upper layers of the skin. FCC skin cancer symptoms include open scores, scaly red patches, and the characteristic elevated growth with a central hole. In fact, SCC is also referred to as the rat bite tumor because of this distinctive appearance. SCC can also bleed or crust, can lead to death if allowed to grow. More than 1 million cases are diagnosed each year in this country alone, and about 8,800 people die from it each year. And then, of course, there's melanoma. Not the most common skin cancer, but it is the most dangerous form of skin cancer. According to the Skin Cancer Foundation, these cancerous growths develop when unrepaired DNA damage to skin cells triggers mutations or genetic defects that lead to the skin cells to multiply rapidly, form malignant tumors. And melanoma cells kills over 10,000 people in the U.S. annually. What are they? Melanoma skin cancer symptoms are bumps or patches that resemble moles. They're usually black or brown. But they can be blue and pink and red and white or even skin colored. And if recognized and treated early, melanoma can be curable. If not, it can advance and metastasize to other areas of the body, making it harder to treat, potentially fatal. And so keep in mind, in simple terms, skin cancer is an abnormal and yet rapid growth of skin cells. You don't want to take a lot of time to play with it. Okay? So, in addition to the changes in the skin that we've described, there's five key skin cancer symptoms called the ABCDEs that can help you recognize skin cancer early. Doctors recommend performing regular head-to-toe checks while keeping an eye out for these five ABCDs of skin tumors. There's A, asymmetry. If you draw an imaginary line through the middle of the mole or lesion on your skin and the two halves are not symmetrical, this may be a sign that it is malignant. And then there's B, or border. Non-malignant moles, which will typically have a smooth, regular border. The border of an early melanoma will generally be jagged or even uneven. C, color. Melanomas are known for being a variety of colors, particularly shades of black, brown, and tan. But as we mentioned, they may also be blue and red and other colors. And a non-malignant mole or growth is usually only one color. D, the diameter, the size. As a rule of thumb, non-malignant skin cancers are smaller than a quarter inch in diameter. Melanomas are usually larger in diameter, so keep an eye on larger moles. And E is evolving. If you notice potential skin cancer symptoms such as changes in color, or elevation, size, or shape of a mole, and if any new symptoms arise like bleeding or crusting or itching, then see your doctor as it could be dangerous. But also keep in mind that not all cancers fit the ABCDE profiling. It becomes important for us to take note of any new skin spots or growth, or consult with our doctor about any moles or freckles or spots that seem unusual. Of course, there's always some other skin cancer symptoms to watch for, which may include the following. And once again, see your doctor if you experience any of these symptoms. Pigmented patches or growths that grow beyond their border. They're red, they swell or do not heal. Or tenderness, or itching, or pain, or sensitivity in a bump or a mole. Or a mole that changes shape and becomes scaly or bleeds. What are some of the risk factors we're considering here? What are we going to take a look at? that skin cancer, number one, can appear anywhere on the body, but it is more likely to occur in areas that are frequently exposed to the sun, such as the face, the neck, the hands, the arms. Some of the skin cancer risk factors include exposure to light and artificial UV light, such as tanning beds, over a long period of time. This whole idea of tanning beds has always bothered me. I've understood that long before I even met Dr. Kelly. Tanning beds can be a major cause of this stuff. Some of the other cancer risk factors include having light complexion, fair skin that freckles or burns easily or tans poorly. How about blue, green, or light-colored eyes? Red or blonde hair? Having actinic keratosis, a type of potential precancerous lesion, or past radiation treatments, or a weakened immune system, genetic predisposition, arsenic exposure. Geez, watch out for the lace. Never mind. It's a reference to an old movie, okay? But there's still some other general cancer risk factors, which include exposure to environmental toxins and chemicals. Something that, I hate to say it, my friends, that we are sadly affected by in this country and around the world. Exposure to environmental toxins and chemicals, toxic beauty products, household cleaners, sunscreen. Yes, ironically, some sunscreens contain harmful ingredients. Some of the other factors: alcohol, smoking, poor diet, sedentary lifestyle, not enough vitamin D. Just as too much sunlight can be bad for you, not enough exposure to the sun or other sources of vitamin D is also harmful. And some of the other things to be concerned about: certain viruses, bacteria. Now, what about a diagnosis? How does one diagnose what we're potentially facing here? Your healthcare provider will use one or both of two methods of diagnosing possible skin care or skin cancer symptoms. Usually examination and biopsy to determine whether or not a growth is cancerous. Now, please understand something. And time allowing today, we're going to potentially add an additional portion to this program tonight. I, of course, don't pay an awful lot of attention to the American medical community. Oh, I've been forced into it more and more with the last year and a half or so, but I've also taken them on and fought them. Oh, I was supposed to have an appointment at 9 o'clock yesterday morning with my urologist. I canceled it. And I explained to the gal there's a reason I canceled it. In simple terms, he's a lousy doctor. He's a piece of crap as a human being. I didn't share these things with her, but I felt there was no need. I've not seen him since September. I've had no need to see him since September. And the last time I saw him, the last two times I saw him, the bastard did me no good. That's simple. He did lousy surgery on me and nine other people, which caused each one of us unbelievable amounts of bloodletting. And each one of those people had to be referred to another doctor to correct his screwed up issues. But when the gal said, well, you know, there's a chance you won't see the doctor. You'll probably see a PA. That's a physician's assistant. I said, do you realize that since I first met the doctor, effectively, that's all I've ever seen is his PAs. They make the decisions, they call it, and he rakes in the bucks. And he raves a fist at me walking by me in the hallway. Hi, Mr. Bennett, how you doing? Yeah, well, oy vey, Kaplan. There are other medical practitioners I would much rather refer you to. I would rather have you see the likes of a Dr. Basia, Dr. Curtis Kuhn, other people, people who have been thoroughly trained under the Kelly format of cancer treatment, and or the Gonzalez, which was basically learned by Gonzalez from Kelly. These are the kind of things you should be paying attention. But let's take a look at these methods of diagnosing possible skin cancer symptoms that should be considered. Obviously, a skin exam. Doctor or nurse examines your skin to look for any unusual bumps or spots, paying close attention to any abnormalities in color, shape, size, texture. Skin biopsies. Maybe all or a small portion of a growth is removed and checked for signs of cancer under a microscope. And there's four types of skin biopsy. There's a shave biopsy, which is a bit of the growth shaved off with a sterile razor blade. Secondly, a punch biopsy, which is a punch or a trephine used to punch out a circular bit of the abnormal growth. There is an incisional biopsy. Part of the growth is part of the growth would be removed. And there's the excisional biopsy. The entire growth would be removed. When we had suspicions of some cancer-related issues in a spot behind my ear or under my ear, we went in and we did a skin biopsy. And in my case, it turned out to be non-cancerous. I went back some 6-7 months later because some things were bothering me and I wanted to take a look at it again. Still came out cancer-free. So let's see what happens with it. So let's talk a bit about, oh, by the way, if you live up in Canada, I'll hook you up with somebody up there who can counsel you. Don't want to forget those things, right, Doc? It's another doctor that listens to our program. And he and I go back and forth with things. These are not the only doctors and medical practitioners that tune in, that people thank me for opening up new directions for them, sharing different paths, things that they never would have considered. I just received an order today from Dr. Kelly's two books from another doctor. It's becoming interesting. I'm getting more and more referrals from doctors to other doctors. And then these people pick up the phone and begin to question things. My friend, Dr. Basia, and I've had conversations about this, he has become such an amazing expert in Kelly's work. And his knowledge of it, both of the cancer book, Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, and Radiation, but also the self-test, the different metabolic types. It's every waking moment. It's profound. I am so thankful to find others that have sat back. Now, I do understand. Dr. Basia has gone through a bout of cancer in his lifetime. And that's why it became more and more interesting to him. And interesting to the point where he understood what he was reading, what he was studying. And he's been through these books more times than you can believe and continues to go back to them. So let's talk about metastases and how cancer spreads. Cancer spreads or metastasizes to other parts of the body in three basic ways. Through your tissue. Cancer cells spread from the tumor to nearby tissue. Lymph system. Cancer cells travel from the primary tumor through the lymphatic system to other parts of the body, or it transfers through blood. They enter the bloodstream from the primary tumor and spread to other parts of the body. And because of that, three basic kinds of testing are generally used to determine if the cancer has spread. CT or CAT scans, MRI or magnetic resonance imaging, or lymph node biopsy. Let me tell you how many CT scans I've been through since September of 2021. It gets spooky. Having the knowledge that I have, it spooks the living hell out of me, because how many times have I gone to the hospital and they've decided to run a CT on me? I remember last fall, early last fall. No, would have been the fall of 2021. I'd gone in for a CT scan to have some things checked out at a particular hospital or one of their offices. And son of a gun, the next night, I wound up going into ER because of catheter issues, of course. And they come out there with a couple of little sticks with Q-tip type things on the end of it and say, oh, we have to insert these nose and you're going to check you out for COVID. And she gives me no time to answer. She just shoves these things up my nose, hurt like hell. Oh, my God, you've got COVID symptoms. Hurry up, bring the table. We're going to send him out for a CT scan. I said, you guys just did a CT scan on me yesterday. Oh, we have to do it again. Now, why don't you just kill me with radiation, you bastards? MRIs, I've had those. To the best of my knowledge, I've had no lymph node biopsy, but maybe that's what these three sticks were they shoved up my nose. Well, they did admit me to the hospital for several days because of the reason I went in there. But, well, wait a minute. It's because they're now claiming I had COVID. Took me up on the third floor of the hospital. The so-called COVID floor. Only heard one people crying out up there. Kind of one of the last stage situations of COVID it was. I shared a room with another guy. He and I are still in touch. Neither one of us had COVID. All right, so let's get on to the staging. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get back to this. We're going to take a wee bit of a musical break. So, Michael, if you're ready, let's roll with it early. We'll be right back. And this you shall recognize, my friends. Shaw. There's no way I'm doing a health program without inserting Artie Shaw. Phenomenal piece of music from the 1940s. And as most of you know, I intermix and intersperse a wide range of music. Tomorrow we'll be talking about a major loss in the music world today. Just unbelievable. I am going to blank. Right this moment, I can't even think of his name. I'd send a note to Michael. Maybe he can throw it up on the board for me. Didn't realize he was the same age as I am. An amazing guitarist. Just phenomenal. Jeff Beck passed away today at the age of 74. I have watched this guy perform with so many different artists, and he is just, he was profound. What a horrible loss. What a horrible loss. Let's go back to cancer. Discussing the skin cancer symptoms, some of the things that we can expect to see. In the staging of cancer, we typically, cancer staging ranges from stage 0 through stage 4. Cancer stage depends on the factors such as whether or not the cancer is localized or if and how far it is spread, maybe the size of the tumor. At stage 0, the cancer is still confined to the tumor itself, known as carcinoma in situ. Each stage beyond that indicates an increase in size and how far the cancer has spread to other areas of the body. And at stage 4, the cancer is spread or metastasized to much of the body. Cancer very difficult to treat. No further stages beyond stage 4. With skin cancer, there's also different factors for staging based on whether or not the cancer appears on the eyelid or other areas, whether or not the cancer is non-melanoma, BCC or SCC, or the melanoma. Conventional treatment, of course, for skin cancer options, they vary. They depend on whether or not the cancer is a non-melanoma or a melanoma. Other factors are then taken into consideration, including cancer stage, the type of cancer, size of the tumor, the body part affected, how aggressive the cancer is, how fast the cancer cells are dividing and spreading, patient's age, overall health. Standard conventional skin cancer treatments may include surgery. There could be various forms of surgery to be used depending on the type, the stage, the location of the cancer. Uh-oh, then we start getting to the spooky ones. The radiation therapy, because that relies on radiation to destroy or shrink the cancer's tumor. It can cause side effects like skin irritations, salivary gland damage, vomiting, hair loss, among others, depending on the location of the treatment. Oh, of course, then there's chemo. Chemotherapy uses drugs to kill cancer cells, ease the symptoms, but it's also highly toxic and cause difficult side effects such as nausea, vomiting, hair loss. And it can cause damage to healthy cells as well as cancer cells. There's also something called targeted therapy. But it's basically a form of chemotherapy. But it's able to target specific aspects of cancer cells. Sometimes targeted therapies are used alone, but they are also given with other forms of chemotherapy. Like other forms of chemotherapy, they also can cause side effects, including changes to the hair, the skin. But there's something else called photodynamic therapy, used for treating skin cancers and cancers on the lining of the internal organs of the cavities. This therapy combines a photosensitizing chemical with a special type of activating light to kill the cells, the cancer cells. Photodynamic therapy causes the eyes and skin to become sensitive to light for about 6 weeks, though, after the treatment. It can cause other temporary side effects. Coughing, abdominal pain, trouble swallowing, among others. Then there's immunotherapy, And as the name implies, this therapy uses the patient's own immune system to fight their cancer. And some types of immunotherapy are called biologic therapy, works better on certain types of cancers than others. Immunotherapy may be used to treat melanoma. If other therapies aren't working or for some reason aren't a viable option, sometimes patients may participate in clinical trials for new treatments, which in many cases also leads to the terminology of alternative drugs. New stuff that Big Pharma wants to test out so they can, if it works, they can get to us at the bank. Kind of scary, isn't it? Some of these treatments are that are still in the research phase, you see, not yet available on a widespread basis, but may have some efficacy in treating difficult cancers, may lead to a new standard treatments. Further details about skin cancer staging and conventional treatment can be found online at the National Cancer Institute's website, but do keep in mind, organizations such as the National Cancer Institute are predominantly going to concentrate on and recommend the mainstream medical community for whatever ails you. So let's talk about some of the natural therapies. Because given how harsh the side effects of conventional treatment can be on the body, we recommend natural skin cancer treatments. Used along with standard therapies or on their own, these natural therapies can aid the body in the therapeutic process and provide much needed relief from the difficulties of the disease. We're going to spend the next few minutes just sharing some additional remedies that may offer therapeutic benefits and relief for skin cancer symptoms. Eggplant extract. A study published by UK researchers in the International Journal of Dermatology, which demonstrated that a cream with a 0.005% concentration of solastodine glycosides, and I know I've mispronounced at least both of those words, a compound derived from eggplant, has proven to be a safe and effective therapy for keratosis and early-stage basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. But as of this writing, the cream was not available in the U.S. I've not had a chance to check on this lately. Of course, there's also frankincense and myrrh oils. Yeah, that old Christmas stuff, you know. I mean, look, folks, since recorded history, myrrh has been used to treat a wide range of diseases. At one point in history, myrrh was so precious that its value was determined by its weight in gold. But there's limited research on the use of myrrh. A 2013 study found that the use of frankincense and myrrh oils on basal cell cancer lines seemed to help encourage apoptosis or cell death of these cancer cells, while promising, the researchers noted that further studies were needed. But then myrrh oil is best applied mixed with a carrier oil such as coconut, jojoba, almond, grapeseed oil. Frankincense oil can be applied directly to the skin as an essential oil or as a salve to help relieve skin cancer symptoms. Now, there's some other things we have to consider. Lifestyle changes to help skin cancer symptoms. Remove the toxins from our life and find healthier alternatives. Filter your water. My God, people, tap water contains chemicals such as chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and among others, which are toxic to our health. The ones you'll think of most often should be fluoride. But when you start to read they're sticking arsenic in our water, what about the old lace? We need to remove dangerous chemicals and toxic products from our homes. Identify the products in our home that contain the top 10 chemicals threatening our health right now and replace them with sulfur alternatives. And in this column, which I have published on drkelly.net, there are links in here that allow you to take a look at what those chemicals are. You know what? Let's go take a fast peek at it. Come on, come on. There we go. Open that up, you jamoke. And of course, it'll be slower than molasses. But do keep in mind, I tend to be careful. We started doing some of this a little bit earlier, some months ago. Let's just make this kind of simple and quick. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. Asbestos, PERC, phthalates, that's P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-S, BPA, that's BPA, toxic effects, chlorinated phosphate fire retardants, TBBPA and related chemicals. These are disruptors that we've seen in electronics and auto parts and appliances. What are you supposed to do? Wash my hand and hang it out in the laundry line? Watch out for brominated phthalate fire retardants. Bromopropane, DEHA. It can drive you nuts. There's so much extra stuff on here. Because sometimes the recommended alternatives are just as poisonous. Yeah, that's real spooky stuff. When you've got people recommending products that are more poisonous than what we're already eating or drinking, let's take a look at some of the other toxins and alternatives. Safer, healthier alternative to toxic chemical-based products. Use natural or organic cleaning products, beauty products. Avoid sodium lauryl sulfate, propylene glycol, etc. Better yet, try making your own, which is usually the safest way to ensure the least amount of contaminants. Hey, get outside. Well, I don't know about now. It's kind of cold. It's kind of wet. We got storms affecting the country. Time spent outdoors breathing in fresh air and getting some mild to moderate exercise can damn sure boost your mental, emotional, and physical well-being, people. Because it begins to ease anxiety, helps to clear toxins from your body. I need to be doing more of that right now. I've been doing a lot of work in my garage because I can't stand it anymore. Oh, and by the way, make sure you take any necessary precautions because of your illness, such as wearing sunglasses or protective clothing. Some of the other recommendations are trying a cleanse. Come on, you detox your home and environment. You can also detox your body with a liver cleanse to help your body remove any existing irritants. Balance your digestive tract while helping to ease skin cancer symptoms. And with any cleanse or diet change, it becomes important to listen to your body. Cleansing can have side effects, flu-like symptoms. The result of stored toxins being released is normal. But should you experience any headaches or nausea or flu-like symptoms, always consult your doctor or reduce any cleansing agent you may be taking. If you're going through any conventional cancer treatments that may be hard on the body, then we've got to take extra precautions before and during a cleanse. Speak with our healthcare provider about any concerns you may have. My doctor friend up in Canada, for those of you who live up there, can be an amazing counsel. Some of the other things we need to do: eat foods that help fight cancer, green, leafy vegetables rich in key vitamins and minerals and fiber, spinach, kale. Clean, healthy proteins like grass-fed meat, eggs, wild-caught fish, nuts, seeds. Sources of healthy fats rich like avocados. I can't eat that stuff. Cold-pressed olive oil, coconut oil, ghee, or ghee, depending on how you want to pronounce it. clarified butter, antioxidant rich foods. Oh, this is my area. Berries like blackberries, blueberries, goji berries, pecans, walnuts, artichoke hearts, cloves, acai berries, cocoa, garlic. And of course there's manuka honey for skin cancer. And his research published in Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine concludes evidence is growing that honey may have potential to be anti-cancer agent through several mechanisms. And so, my friends, to get started, try following, well, there's a whole bunch of this kind of stuff we've got published in Dr. Kelly's Kitchen, which is one of our categories on the websites. So we invite you to go spend some time there. But there are some foods to avoid, because cancer thrives in an acidic and toxic environment. Important to remove any foods that increase inflammation of the body. Remove the processed foods, the refined cooking oils, the sugars, corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, fast food. Avoid consuming foods with a high omega-6 ratio. Avoid foods like corn-fed beef, corn and soy products, gluten, trans fats, fried foods, deli meats, or foods that have any added preservatives or nitrates. But there are some supplements to help skin cancer symptoms. Vitamin D, pancreatic enzymes. Kelly has got some of the strongest and best there are out there. They're available through the website. I don't sell them. You'd be dealing directly with Dr. Kelly's son, John. And his phone number is listed there and his link is there. Pancreatic enzymes. Because they are very important in controlling inflammation, optimizing blood flow, boosting your immune system, helping to prevent cancer. Some of the other supplements. Probiotics. By nourishing your body with probiotics, it helps boost healthy gut bacteria. Because benefits of a high-quality probiotic supplement and foods include a stronger and healthier immune system, improved digestion, among other things. Turmeric, particularly its active compound, curcumin, has many, many, many health benefits, which include boosting your immune health, potentially helping to treat cancer. But there are precautions. Check with your health care provider before making major dietary and exercise changes, especially if you are currently undergoing conventional cancer treatment or have other health conditions, or if you are pregnant or nursing. Well, I'm assuming, guys, that you guys don't qualify for that. But there are some final thoughts on all of this. Skin cancer can be categorized into three main types: basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma. Be sure to learn the ABCDEs of examining moles or suspicious growths so you know the skin cancer symptoms to look for. Reach out to your healthcare provider if you see any unusual colors or changes in color, size, or shape of moles. And keep in mind that skin cancer is diagnosed through a combination of examination and biopsy. And your treatment will depend on the type, the location, the stage of the cancer. Natural therapies and lifestyle changes can help relieve skin cancer symptoms. Copy, Dr. Joseph X. The article is entitled Skin Cancer Symptoms and Natural Therapies and Prevention, currently published at Dr. Kelly's Victory Over Cancer. You can find it at drkelly.net. It is on the homepage right now. Well worth your time to read it, to study it, to share it with others who they get some use for it. There's also another article that we have chosen to republish for only the second time, third time. Well, republished the second time. It was originally published on January the 2nd, 2002, in the original Federal Observer website, which at that time was barely 5 months old, not even 5 months old. And the article is entitled, was written by Bob Wallace. The article was entitled, "The AMA Will Kill You." I strongly realize that, even though it was published 21 years ago, nothing's changed. The AMA will kill you through the breakage of your pocketbook. And they certainly have other ways of doing it as well. Overload you with drug after drug after drug. Hey, man. Read that article. The AMA will kill you. The AMA admits that doctors are the third leading cause of death in the U.S. Personally, I think the statistics are on the low side. That is what Wallace writes. Wouldn't be surprised if it's the leading cause, remembering the old saying that doctors bury their mistakes. And those mistakes often don't make it into the record books. Spooky stuff to read. I want to thank you for being with us tonight. For those of you who I did not bore to death and chose to leave because they're really uncomfortable hearing things like this. But it's amongst the things that I do. And I will not stop just because you're uncomfortable. And I'm not trying to pick on you, folks. That's not the point. The point is that we share these things. Pray God make a difference in your life. Because maybe you've got a parent, a relative, a child who's undergoing some of this. And maybe some of these things will guide you into other directions for your health, your choice. I advise you all care for yourselves. Take very good care of yourselves. The fights that we face in this country, today are not going away. Things are going to get worse before they get better. And I pray God that things get better. I may not live to see it. Some of you may not live to see it. But I'm here fighting the fight for my granddaughters, for other people in America who need someone to fight these battles for them. What do I bring you? Knowledge, information, process of thought, that ability to hopefully make you think. We're closing out here as we do each Wednesday night. Begin the beginning. Ella Fitzgerald. Dr. Fred, thank you, my friend. Take care of yourself. Good night.
It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. Once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. It again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are swearing to love forever. it's divine, what rapture serene. Till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning. Suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.